Hello, everyone. Welcome to ISDA This Week. I'm Robert Ziegler.
And I'm Abby Maurer. This is our weekly audio cast in which we update you on all of the latest goings-on at your Indiana State Department of Agriculture.
This week, all hands are on deck at ISDA as we prepare for the Indiana State Fair. The fair actually opens on Friday, August 2nd, and as usual, ISDA will have a strong presence at the fairgrounds in Indianapolis.
That's right, Rob. ISDA staff will again be occupying the Normandy Barn in the middle of the north side of the fairgrounds, near the new glass barn facility and adjacent to 42nd Street.
Inside the Normandy Barn will be a number of displays educating the public about ISDA programs and other items about Indiana agriculture, including a display on popcorn. This is the year of the popcorn at the fair.
And that's not all. ISDA staff will be actively engaged with several of the state's leading agricultural organizations and commodity groups, holding meetings and important discussions as we continue to build our relationships with these vital powers and explore ways we can keep working together for the betterment of Indiana farm families and agribusinesses.
ISDA Director Gina Sheets, along with Governor Mike Pence and our Secretary of Agriculture, Lieutenant Governor Sue Elsperman, will be on hand at a number of events throughout the fair. You can follow their activity on our website at www.isda.in.gov, on our Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, and Facebook feeds, and in upcoming ISDA This Week audiocasts.
We also have 5 blogs on the site, including 2 new launches, The Agricultured Foodie and The Director's Cut. While the Indiana State Fair is front and center for the next few weeks, there's plenty of other activity going on involving ISDA.
On our website, www.isda.in.gov, you can see a feature article about the Prepare for Expert Success seminars being hosted by ISDA and the Food Export Association.
The seminar takes place August 27th and is designed to help food suppliers in Indiana learn more about how to get involved in the export market, which could be an opportunity to add to the customer base and increase revenue. To see the article and how to register for the seminar, just click on the second slot in the rotating banner on top of the ISDA's homepage.
The website has a host of other articles and news releases, including a number of feature articles on the ISDA In-Depth page, which you can access through slot 1 of the rotating top banner on the ISDA homepage.
Other articles available include a feature story on ISDA's new Director of Soil Conservation, Jordan Sager, a rundown of the DSC's new nutrient reduction strategy, a profile of the new Indiana FFA officers for 2013-2014.
Still more articles include features on our Hardwoods Program Manager, Mike Seidel, participating in a large trade show for his industry in Dubai, an overview of the Indiana Land Resources Council, and ISDA Resource Specialist Sarah Lake, working on behalf of Indiana farmers to install sound conservation techniques in Howard and Tipton counties.
Remember, that's at www.isda.in.gov.
That's all our time for this week. Check back next week for the next installment of ISDA This Week.
For Rob Ziegler, I'm Abby Maurer. Have a good week, and thank you for supporting Indiana agriculture.